never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Hey, we need to whip through our Geek Speak of the Week and all that fun stuff. Did you bring that stuff in? It's out there. Would you grab it for me? I know that this week's Geek Speak of the Week is... You don't have sound? Do we have sound file for that? Oh, yeah! Every week we try to bring you a term, a phrase, some part of the technical vernacular that may make you sound more like the geek that you want to be. Today's term is yestertech.
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 You can probably guess what that might mean.
Yeah, it's kind of technology that's from the past that it's actually used generally as a good connotation of an older technology that's still usable.
Something you're fond of from the past.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Like, yestertech for a lot of you is a VCR because it's a lot easier to deal with than a DVD player.
It's not. No, it's not.
Well, you know, the buttons...
Fast forward and rewind, and that,
yeah.
I hate that.
DVD remotes, though, you know, all the 4,000 buttons on it,
There's only two buttons you even use. Play.
Yeah, that's you.
Pause.
You.
Play, pause.
Okay, that's not you.
Play, pause.
We're not talking about you.
Play, pause.
It's not about you, Brandon.
Play, pause.
It's about them.
Play, pause.
Our free download of the week is MP3 Sort from our buddy WebAttack. Our buddy WebAttack at Marco.com. No, our buddy Marco at WebAttack.com. If you are like me and have MP3 files by the thousands, if you want a quick way to sort them, you actually load this program and say, okay, go sort everything in my MP3 folder. And what it does is it looks at the ID tag of every file and it will put all of your old Styx songs together in a folder. They'll create a folder called Styx and stick all the Styx songs in there because it looks at the ID3 tag. So as long as the tags are somewhat... reasonably
accurate.
It will automatically sort all that stuff for you. It's pretty cool.
Wow.
And finally, our Cox High Speed Internet site of the week. Since we're talking about high speed internet, since we're talking about CES, boy, I am
out of it.
Yeah, I need more caffeine. We're talking about the Consumer Electronics Show. CNET's got a whole library of videos that if you have a high speed cable modem, that you will be able to, without tearing your hair out, be able to see these videos and see them in a reasonably large format so that you can actually understand what you're seeing. CNET's CES video library is our choice for Cox High Speed Internet service. If you want to see if the service is available in your neighborhood, you can click on the link at our website that says visit Cox High Speed Internet to see if your cable modem service is available in your neighborhood.
And again, that website, datadoctors.com/radio, you'll see links to all three of those things, including links also to the CES show and pictures and all kinds of resources.
It's either CES or the CE show. The S in CES is show.
Yeah, and you can also subscribe to our newsletter. And those of you who did not receive that yesterday, as usual, it's actually being sent out right now. We found a little problem in our...
they call a snafu.
Yeah, and so you'll be receiving that very shortly, and we apologize for it.
Don't forget, Cox High Speed Internet. You can also get Cox Digital Cable, Cox Telephone, Digital Telephone Service, all kinds of good stuff, so check that out.
Yeah, if you're lucky enough to be in one of the full high-speed areas, you get all of them, and they save you money on each of them because
and
you get them all.
If you have Cox Cable Service, you get to watch our TV show on Channel 9. In fact, the replay of this week's show, do we have the content for? Okay, you didn't bring that. The replay of episode 9, I believe.
Ocho, 8.
8. Yes.
8.
Yes.
1.8.
Cool stuff. I think we talk about DVD care and some other cool stuff.
And there's some cool like Mac to PC conversion software.
No. The iPod.
iPod.
If you've never seen these little portable MP3 players, you've got to watch the TV show.
That interview I did is going to win an award.
4 o'clock this afternoon, Channel 9, Cox viewers, check it out. Speaking of cable, Scott's got a question about...
I think we're going to Rick first, actually. Rick wants to know how he can unpartition his hard drive. And what I'm assuming he's meaning is how to consolidate all the different partitions into one.
Is that correct, Rick?
Yeah.
You have how many partitions?
Okay, I have two. I have a 4-gigabyte hard drive that's partitioned in half.
Oh, it's like two and two?
Yeah.
Okay, so now you have it split into half, and is there stuff on both partitions?
No.
No. Okay, so one of them's completely empty. You want to take the space that's there and give it all to the first partition so you have more contiguous space all in one big place, right?
Right.
You want to take the 2 meg C and the 2 meg D and make one 4 meg C.
But we're going to call it gig just because we want to sound like we know what we're talking about.
Meg? Did I say meg?
Yeah.
It's the Meg Ryan effect, you know?
It's a gigabyte.
It's ever since that cafe scene, you know.
Here's the first thing you're going to want to do. Back up anything that's important to you, but of course, you listen to this show often, so you must be doing that on a regular basis anyway.
Yeah.
Back up anything because things can go wrong. The next thing you're going to want to do is go buy a piece of software called Partition Magic, and you can buy it either at your favorite software retailer or online. The company called PowerQuest makes it, but Partition Magic, that's the product that we recommend, and this is something that's for advanced users who know what they're doing and only after they've backed up what they care about. Basically, you're going to install this piece of software, you're going to go in, and it's going to show you the partitions you have, and you're going to go and dump the, let's call it D or E partition, whatever that second one is that has nothing in it, and then stretch C to fill the entire drive space. And you can do that by a couple different methods, but generally it's fairly simple. You just kind of drag and drop and stretch it. You tell it to apply, it'll reboot and go through a couple of screens, take about 10 minutes, and you'll be all done.
Okay. Boring. Boring. This is boring.
No, it's not boring. A lot of people have this kind of question. I get that a lot via email, and it's something that used to be very complicated that's not that complicated anymore.
Okay, get Partition Magic, okay?
Okay.
I'm kidding. No, actually, by the time you pay for Partition Magic, whatever, what's it cost? Like 100, 150 bucks or something?
No, it's like 30 bucks.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of some. Never mind. I was going to suggest maybe you just get a bigger hard drive.
Well, that's the next thing that's going to happen is you're going to run out of space on your 4 gig and want to move on from there. But that's usually most hard drives these days, if you buy a retail package drive, it'll come with a piece of software that'll allow you to take all the data from the old and put it on the new and go forward. So,
well, this hard drive is just a secondary. The hard drive that came with the computer is an 18 gig.
Oh, well, if this is a secondary, then you have another option.
Kill it.
Your other option is just create a folder on your 18 gig. Take all the information from the 2 gig partition that you have and dump it into that, and then go ahead and use the partitioning software built into the operating system like FDisk or disk management stuff, whatever's built into the OS, and just kill both of them and recreate a new one. You're all done.
FDisk?
Yeah, if you're on an older Windows operating system, it's FDisk. And that for Windows ME, it looks like is what you're running, so that'll work there.
Okay.
Yeah, but be very careful with FDisk, because if you choose the wrong drive to make a partition change on, you know what'll happen, right? The 18 gig drive goes bye-bye.
Yeah.
So be very, very careful. If you're not familiar with FDisk, get a friend that is somewhat familiar with you before you do anything, okay?
Someone to hold your hand.
And back up everything that's critical on the 18 gig before you try any of this, just to play it safe.
Got to run on that, Rick. Thanks for the call. It's the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn and Brandon Isney. We got another segment left. We'll take you right up to 11:45, at which time we go to Paul Harvey.
When we come back, we will answer the question about the long-distance service for broadband users.
Absolutely. It's the Computer Corner. Ken and Brandon back after the news.
80 years of coverage you can count on. The Valley's most trusted news starts now.